This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
How are you building chemistry with him right now in year two?
A lot of the film room, understanding what he's seeing and giving my feedback and then going out there on the field and executing.
You talked about stacking a Keon that you've put together over the past few years. Really, how much easier is it when you're kind of at that momentum from a good day prior than it is when you know maybe you don't have it the day before and you're trying to get back into where you need to be?
It don't make a difference. I mean, it's a new day every day, and you don't look back once the day is over. You get that over with in film and go on to the next day.
You said you and Josh spent a lot of time in the film room together. A lot of the chemistry happens off the football field. What are some of those conversations like that you guys have together? Make sure you're on the same page and growing as a group.
Really just like, all right, so we watch this. He'd be like, all right, so I'm thinking this. What was you thinking there? And then I'll say that, and then we'll, you know, conversate, get to the same point of what we're trying to say, and then we'll go out there and execute it.
Darren was talking yesterday about how expecting tight practices to iron sharpens iron. How does that happen, especially going up against a veteran?
I mean, same thing as getting reps without the pads. It don't make a difference for us. So it's still getting our work in, getting our spots, getting open, making catches.
Yeah, from the first camp to this camp,
what you think? What you see? Just grinding, pretty much everything, and then coming out here and putting it on the field and putting it on tape. He's a good player, very detailed, works hard. You know, he's a little quiet, but, you know, he gets his work done. Simple as that.
Yeah, similar question. Your thoughts on how Elijah Moore has progressed and what's he like as a guy?
Yeah, man, he's funny. He reminds me a lot of Coop in that aspect, you know, them Florida boys. But another great, great player, great route runner, has a good feel for the game and things like that, made good catches. And, you know, just a great guy to be around. And that's two great guys we added to the receiver room. Oh, it's been fun. You know, door stays open. It's same as last year, so you can go to talk to him about anything, what you seeing, what you like. So just having that open communication with him is great.
He says he likes to keep an open communication with you. The players want your insight into the playbook, and as you guys are kind of building things right now, how does that help you as a player to know that your offensive coordinator does want your opinion?
And it helps a lot. You can voice your opinion to the guy that's actually calling the plays. So what you're seeing when you're on the field, what he sees when he's on top, seeing the coverage down here, and then just telling him what you want, you know.
Yeah, you see this guy like Steve is now getting.
What'd you say?
Steve.
Yeah.
Getting some reps with the one Josh because of injuries there in the wide receiver room, but your reaction kind of that big touchdown pass that he had, and just watching a guy like him make the most of his opportunities and kind of showcasing it on a big play.
So what you asking? Like how is he as a player and stuff like that?
You know, seeing a guy like that work his way up and get an opportunity to work with the one, work with Josh.
Yeah, I mean, man, it's what we preach, man. You got to make your opportunities count. Don't count the opportunity, and that's exactly what he's been doing. You know, he's a great player, had a good career at VT, so he comes out here every day, works hard, gets his body right in the training room, and he, you know, to play his show. Man, he funny. But, man, another great player, bro. You know, good feel for the game. And, you know, he plays tough, and he's going to get open and make some catches.
Keon, at this point last year as a rookie, obviously a lot of it is learning the playbook for the first time. And now a year later, how do you feel like that, having that year of knowledge of plays in the offensive scheme, you know, really on the field or just the playbook
from college? A little bit of both. And the game slows down when you know everything that's coming. So it's allowed you to just read the defense and understand what you got to get.
As you're in training camp, what are your goals for yourself as you guys really lock in ahead of the season?
Get to the season healthy and just continue to make plays, stack days.
We talked to Khalil Shakir recently, and he said that he's been trying to take on more of a vocal leadership role. How have you seen Khalil step up as a leader and as an older player in the wide receiver room?
I mean, he's getting out of his comfort zone. You know, he's not the most vocal guy, but that's something he's really getting after, talking to the young guys, talking to everybody else, making sure we understand whatever it is, how we do things here, and stuff like that.
What's the part of training camp that you enjoy most?
Actually, getting out there, going against the defense.
When you're out there against the defense, what do you notice about yourself, just the way that you practice now compared to maybe last year as a rookie?
Making more plays.
Playing team is the focus of the training camp, but are you guys aware of what happened in New York City yesterday around the league office? Have you talked about it?
Nah. What happened?
There was a shooting, and there was an NFL staffer that was injured. There's more details I don't know about it, but...
I ain't hear about it. Condolences to them, though.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.